Blackstone Audio presents Unreasonable Doubt, a Constable Molly Smith Mystery by Vicky Delaney. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. To Mom. We know not whether laws be right or whether laws be wrong. All we know who lie in jail is that the walls are strong, and each day is like a year whose days are long. Oscar Wilde, The Ballad of Reading Jail. Chapter 1. Walter Desmond felt something move, something low in his belly that he might once have recognized as happiness. It had been many years since he'd known what happiness felt like. He gazed out the window of the bus, full of wonder. The mountains were so high, the slopes closing in on the highway, their ragged tops still white with snow even though it was July. In the valleys, lakes and rivers sparkled blue in the sunlight. A shade of blue he had forgotten could exist. He'd forgotten the smell also, the rich scent of pine trees, leaf mulch, fresh water moving fast over rocks and boulders, clean air most of all. This bus, however, smelled of nothing other than too many people crowded too close together, a scent Walt knew only too well. When they'd had a rest stop in Hope, and his fellow passengers streamed into Tim Hortons, Walt had simply stood there, stunned, breathing it all in. Hope was the name of the town. Hope. He'd take it as an omen, because it had been a long time since Hope had been more than a word with a meaning he'd forgotten. The mountains around Hope were almost vertical, a wall of dark green and brown.